ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام رسولك ترجمان عقلك وكتابك أبلغ ما ينطق عنك.
Imam Ali said, "Your messenger is the interpreter of your intelligence, while your letter is more eloquent in expressing your true self." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the beautiful things which we learn, dear friends, from Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that if we live a righteous life, if we live a noble life, if we live a good life, if we live a mu'min life, then even after we pass away, people will remember these beautiful things about us. So we find in a report by Dirar ibn Damara that following the shahada, the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this guy Dirar says that I headed for Syria to see Muawiyah. He says that knowing that I was a devotee of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Muawiyah said to me, "Describe Ali for me." I said to him, "Please accept my excuse, for my tongue cannot possibly describe Ali." Muawiyah, who had made himself the caliph and the governor of Assyria, he said, "Your excuse is not accepted. You must describe him to me." So Dirar again says, "Now that you refuse to accept my excuse, listen carefully. Ali was sharp-sighted, prudent, powerful, and strong in the way of Allah. What Ali said was a criterion to distinguish between what was just and unjust. Ali's judgments were fair. Ali was abounding in knowledge. Wisdom was evident in all dimensions of his character. Ali's intuition satiated those who had a thirst for it." And so, dear friends, we find that even after we die, people will remember us if we live a good and righteous life. And here specifically, we find that if we want to know the difference between just and unjust, if we want to know the difference between right and wrong, if we want to see somebody whose judgments are the best, if we want to go to the source of knowledge and wisdom, then we must turn towards Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Beautiful and profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program To My Brother, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Fayyaz Jafar. I hope you enjoy it.
How many times within our communities in reality when we see someone sitting next to us Do we say, Salaamu Alaikum, how's it going, how are you? Not to make small talk, but because you actually care about the person who's sitting next to you, even if you never met him or her before. Instead of creating cliques, instead of creating like divisions between people. Making a difference in the world, in reality, starts with you giving out of your own self. Who is the personality in humanity who is loved the most? No individual in the world is loved more than Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Muslims love Jesus, Christians love Jesus, anyone who ever heard an anecdote about Jesus, they love Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam. Why do people love him so much? Did Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, rule a big piece of land? Was he the king or the president of a nation? No. Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, had nobody amongst his followers except for three groups of people. He had women, he had slaves, and he had the poor. The three most isolated groups in human history are the followers of Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet people love him so much because he made his very best effort toward making small differences in the community that he was living in. In the anecdote of Ashura, who do we love the most? Who's the one that everyone wants to argue over who's going to sponsor that majlis? Who wants to distribute food in his name? Abu al-Fadl Abbas. Why? Did Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, allow for that water to reach the children or no? No, but he made an attempt to do so. We love people who love to give. We love people who try to make a difference. And when we come toward understanding what it means toward being a person, being an individual who is making their very best effort toward making communal, socio-political changes within society, it starts with one giving out of their own selves.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. Ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." For protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
Inna wa'ada Allahi haq.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.